In a garage in central Colorado Springs, Marty Rust keeps a memorial to his brother Mike.
This is my private Mike museum.
You can find a mountain bike in almost any garage now, but this bike, the Shorty, was quietly revolutionary when it was built in 1986.
Yeah, his personal Shorty that he rode here. All the traction is on the back wheel. Even just 2 inches here.
It looks like a compact X with wheels on either side.
And so this is the best climbing mountain bike in the world. There's no question. It's a goat.
Don McClung, a custom bike builder in Salida, Colorado, and Mike Rust's former business partner, says the mountain bike industry still hasn't caught up to Mike's innovations.
The chainstay is like 14 and a half inches, when all the other bikes of that era were like 17 plus. So this was a bike that was really quick to ride. You just looked where you wanted it to go and it went there.
Mike Rust was inducted into the Mountain Bike Hall of Fame in 1991 for his contributions to the sport.
It's the actual plaque given to him by the Hall of Fame, as his name was actually dubbed him Micycle, which is pretty cool.
But not long after this, Mike grew disenchanted with what he saw as the commercialization of mountain biking. And in 1995, he moved to the remote San Luis Valley in southern Colorado. It's an area roughly the size of Connecticut with only 6,000 residents. He built an off-the-grid cabin by hand and lived quietly there until 2009 when he vanished.
He had returned home back in 2009 after doing some grocery shopping at a town approximately an hour away.
Sawatch County Sheriff Dan Warwick.
When he returned home, he noticed something was missing from his residence, decided he would go looking for the person that he believed burglarized his home. Called his girlfriend before he left his residence and told her that somebody had stole some things from him and he was going after him.
Some motorcycle tracks, a bloody green vest, and the broken handle of a pistol were all that was left behind.
Since that time, until a month and a half ago, we had had no news whatsoever. Everything was cold.
Marty Rust spent every free moment he had searching for his brother. Then, in early January of this year, after most had given up hope, there was a break in the case.
I can tell you that a tip led us to check an area that is between Highway 17 and Highway 285 within Sawatch County. That's about all I can really say on that.
An anonymous phone call led Sheriff Warwick to a shallow grave not far from Mike's property in the valley.
The sheriff was able to obtain a search warrant, and they found a body. We're waiting for the DNA confirmation right now.
There will likely be at least a six-month wait for positive DNA identification of the remains. But Marty feels confident it's Mike.
I haven't seen any pictures of this, but I am aware of a unique belt buckle that was presented to my brother by the Mountain Bike Hall of Fame. It very well could be to turn out to be that belt buckle, which would be about as positive ID as a dental record, actually.
And for Marty, that means he can rest for the first time in years.
I can now go on a hike or walk without feeling like I'm having to look for every stone and under every log, you know, for my brother. So it's a huge relief in that respect. I'm looking forward to sleeping good again.
If the body is positively identified as Mike Rust's, the missing persons case that's been cold for 7 years may become a homicide investigation.
It's never easy to say goodbye.